Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And hello, welcome in. It's a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report. So glad to have you with us as we enter the final day of the week in what should be a great, beautiful weekend. We're hoping for little to no rain. I know that's not been the case here in southern Indiana and much of the area this summer so far, if you want to call it the summer just yet. Lots of rain, flooding, thunderstorms, but hopefully we get into some good weather for this weekend. And lots to get to today in our program as well as we wrap up what has been a busy week, maybe a little busier than what I expected. I think the Ed Schilling news yesterday made things awful interesting for this time of the off season that the Hoosiers are looking for an assistant basketball coach. And, of course, it's a weekend when coaches can be on the road. There are some recruiting opportunities, obviously, in July as well. So it's an interesting time for a coach to leave, for an opening to develop. A lot of people saying, oh, Ed Schilling wanted to leave. It just wasn't a good fit. Other people saying, oh, you can clearly tell by the way things are worded that Archie Miller wanted Ed Schilling to leave. Who knows? I don't know that we'll ever know that. I really don't know that it ever really makes a difference. But nonetheless, Indiana has an opening, and I really feel like it's going to be interesting to see who fills that vacancy. Especially at this time of year. Archie Miller may well have somebody in line, and it's just a matter of time until the hiring process is complete and there's a little space between when Coach Schilling vacates and when the new person comes in, or perhaps he's starting from scratch. Obviously, there will be plenty of people, we talked about this yesterday, that want to be a coach at Indiana. Will it be somebody with an IU tie? Will it be someone with good connections to the Hoosier State and the high school coaches in our state? So an interesting hire forthcoming. Maybe the biggest point of the summer for this program. I mean, you know, we're relying on pictures and videos from IU of what's going on in the off season and what the workouts look like with Cliff Marshall in the weight room and in the sand pit and other things like that. It's not often you get to track an assistant coaching hire, and there probably won't be much scuttlebutt. Maybe a little bit, but probably won't be a lot. I wouldn't think with that sort of position you'll just get an announcement from the school, or word will break a little early on who it possibly may be, and that'll be it. So interesting to see what happens with that. Personally, in a perfect world, which I don't know, sitting here in late June, entering July, it's going to be a perfect world for Archie Miller or anyone trying to look for an assistant coach. But in a perfect world, you would find somebody that is a solid name in coaching, an up-and-coming name in coaching, someone that has some experience already at the high major level, and also someone that is a recruiter with connections to the state. If they happen to have an IU tie, wonderful. I don't know that that's something absolutely necessary other than it's just one of those feel-good things if you can match stuff up like that. It's just terribly a shame that the timing is what it is, because Michael Lewis, of course, of Jasper, Indiana, a Southern Indiana guy, just left when his head coach was fired, Tim Miles, at Nebraska, and took the UCLA assistant job for Coach Cronin as he was building his new staff there. Obviously, Coach Lewis was formerly an assistant coach at Butler during some of their great years there. He, to me, would have been just a perfect fit for what Indiana needs, both in coaching and in recruiting as well, especially given his connections to the state of Indiana. And he's recruited at the high major level. He's recruited in the Big Ten Conference. He knows what it takes, what works and what doesn't work as far as recruiting goes. So would have been a perfect fit, but unfortunately,
I can't imagine he would leave UCLA months after or less after he accepted that job. So we'll see what happens, but that's going to kind of be one of the big things to follow over the next couple of weeks. I would be surprised if the process went terribly long unless Archie's really vetting people and trying to find a specific type of person because, again, you're right in the middle of this recruiting stuff. There's some opportunities this week. There's things in July that the coaches will be able to get out to. It's not like that time is of the essence here, that you can just make a decision whenever you want later this summer in the offseason. You would want to get that guy in, get him involved in the summer workouts, get him introduced to the players, and move forward with it fairly quickly because as far as time goes, introducing a new staff member, you're not terribly that far out from the season. It feels like it as a fan. It feels like it as a guy that has a radio show about IU basketball, but we're truly, when it comes to all the things that happen between now and then internally as well, we're really not that far away from the season. Let's take a look at the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. A little different today. Segment one, we've got our Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news, a couple things to talk about. Boston Celtics hire an assistant coach, a lady assistant coach, a female assistant coach. We'll talk about that. Also in our headlines today, the Nike Elite 100 has been going on the last few days. Some of the top performers are names that you will know from the state of Indiana, and also summer league rosters, at least where they're at right now for the NBA, were released earlier this week by the Hoops Hype website, and we'll talk about Boston Celtics summer roster and tell you the latest on that and where Romeo Langford stands. And then a reminder, too, about the Charlie Hughes shootout, which takes place this weekend. We'll remind you of the local teams that will participate, and we'll talk some about that later in the program today as well. Also, later in the show today, in place of Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, Joe Luce, the coach of Jeffersonville, he will join the program today. And we're just going to talk basketball. It will be hard not to bring up his Red Devils, who return a lot of talent, so obviously we'll mention the Red Devils. But Coach Luce is a true basketball guy, and he's somewhat new to the area, not as new to Jeffersonville. Those folks, I think, have had the chance to get to know him in recent years that he's been there. But he's going to talk some basketball with us, some hoops with us today. We'll cover a lot of different subjects when he's with us in the second segment today. And then later in the program, Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star, he joins the show. We're going to talk about the Charlie Hughes shootout this weekend. College coaches will be there, some of the big matchups, some of the great teams that will be there, some of the top prospects that will be there, especially with an IU connection, whether they're being recruited or have been offered by Indiana. We'll do that later in the program. That's the guest lineup today, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll receive $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham. Again, the location in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. The Nike Elite 100 has been taking place recently. It's a gathering of some of the top underclassmen throughout the country. And one of the top 10 players that's being written about from that event is Christian Lander, the point guard from Evansville Wrights down in the Pocket City that is receiving lots of attention from Indiana. He's got an offer from Indiana. He's got a lot of interest and recently an offer from Louisville as well. Other schools, major schools involved, Illinois, Kansas, Purdue, Ohio State, and Iowa as well. Sounds to me like the written report that I read, he really stepped it up in the final couple days of the camp and ended up as one of the top point guards there. Again, this was a national grouping of some of the top underclassmen in the country. So for him to show out there, to play at that high level is obviously a big deal. And he is ranked, according to the 24/7 Sports Composite, number 16 in the class, the 2021 class as it stands. So he, I think, maybe went up a notch or two on my board and on the national board going to an event like that and leaving as one of the top players at that event. Also, Boston Celtics and all the NBA teams had their summer league rosters for the Vegas League listed on the Hoops Hype website that came out a few days ago. Carson Edwards, Grant Williams on the Boston Celtics Summer League roster as expected. Some of the other young Celtics players as well, Tremont Waters, I should add, from LSU, that was also a part of the draft class last week, in fact, a week ago last night for the Celtics, but no Romeo Langford yet. I mentioned yesterday that the latest was from the Boston Globe that it did not look like Romeo was going to be released to begin full contact practices for Summer League this week. It didn't say he wouldn't play Summer League. It didn't say he wouldn't be at practice being in a limited role. It just said full contact. He was not expected to be available when those Summer League practices start this week because, again, they start this weekend, and within a week or less, the team will transition to Vegas. And in about a week from this weekend, that is when Summer League basketball out in Vegas begins for NBA teams. So he's not on the roster. That's not a good sign, but given what we know that he's not been cleared for full contact yet, but likely is going to be at those practices, I still wouldn't count him out to making an appearance out in Vegas with this Boston Celtics team. Also on the roster, kind of interestingly enough, is Taco Fall. Remember, he's 7'5". Played at Central Florida, had a nice little spurt there in the NCAA tournament. They've picked him up for the Summer League team, and we'll see if that translates into any NBA time for Taco Fall. But he sure was an intriguing player to watch in the college game, and he will be on the roster for the Celtics along with some other, again, current Celtics and other guys that are leaving college as well, still looking for an NBA home also. A couple other notes to pass along. In our headline segment today, Kara Lawson has been hired by the Boston Celtics as an assistant coach. Pretty cool, a female assistant coach. And I did not realize this. There are now eight women on NBA coaching staffs. I think Becky Hammons at San Antonio probably gets the most publicity. She's been really hyped up as someone that could potentially at some point in the future be the first female head coach in the NBA. She's got those type of qualifications if you look at her basketball resume. But Kara Lawson, who's a personality on ESPN, who I always enjoyed from that standpoint, going back into coaching and doing so with the Boston Celtics in the NBA. So Romeo Langford will be coached by Coach Lawson, one of the assistant coaches, it looks like, for this upcoming season for the Boston Celtics. And a reminder, the local teams in the Charlie Hughes Shootout that will play in front of college coaches this weekend in northern Indianapolis at Carmel, Hamilton Southeastern, and Indianapolis North Central High Schools, Christian Academy, Jeffersonville, Providence, New Albany, and Silver Creek. They will all be in action at that event. And it's a big one, 105 teams playing in the varsity division this weekend. Lots of games. Every team gets four games, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. Some, I think, have games on Friday as well, depending on the format. But a big event, and it's going to be really interesting to see how many college coaches are there. There were 90-plus coaches at the IBCA's underclassmen showcase last weekend. We'll see how many can make it this weekend. I would expect with the number of teams, with the number of prospects that will be there, I would expect way more than 90 coaches from all levels, obviously, but that was just Division I coaches. So I would expect a big weekend, and I know there'll be a lot of news to come out of this weekend at the Charlie Hughes event. That's our headlines for this Friday edition of the program. Still ahead on the show, Joe Luce, the coach of Jeffersonville, filling in with us today, and it's a good time to catch up with Coach Luce. We'll talk about the Devils, and we'll talk a lot of basketball with him when he joins us next. Later in the program, Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star as well. Stay with us. A Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison continues after this on the Big X Sports Radio.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Friday show. Joe Luce of Jeffersonville with us today to talk not only about his Red Devils this summer and for next season, but also just some basketball with us here on this Friday program. Coach Luce, I hope the summer, the month of June so far, has been well. For the Red Devils, I know you guys are gearing up for a big weekend at the Charlie Hughes Shootout in Indianapolis, which is a unique event because you'll get to play in front of Division I college coaches for the first time in many, many years in the summer for high school basketball. And thanks for coming on with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to playing today and tomorrow in Indianapolis, and our guys getting a chance to showcase their talents and hopefully have a good weekend.
What has June been like for your team? I know each coach kind of takes the month of June differently. Some coach every game like they would a regular season game. Others might be a little more relaxed in the flow of the game and just kind of get some evaluation in for what they think of their team, how their team and certain lineups can play together for next season. How's it went, and what do you make of June when you think about the Red Devils for next season?
We've had a good June. Spent a lot of time on the road visiting, college campuses at some of the places that are recruiting our guys, and going to a couple places to hopefully even open, eyes to some coaches maybe that hadn't seen our players play. And we've played some very good teams from Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, and done very well. We primarily played seven guys, and on some of the different events we've played in, we've taken some guys that we think are going to be JV players, but possibly varsity subs, and have watched them develop, and it's been really good for us. We've played well, as far as how we do it. We don't have a lot of stuff in. We don't run a lot of set plays. We don't change defenses a lot. Obviously, there's no scouting. We try to let our guys play and space them out, pass the basketball, make sure that we guard full court inline to inline, and just play hard each game, and they've done that.
Coach Joe Luce of Jeffersonville, my guest. Coach Luce led the Red Devils to the 4A sectional championship last season in Seymour. His team went on to the regional where they were defeated, but a great year for the Red Devils. And the good news is everybody back from that sectional championship team, led by Trey Coleman and some other key players who will be back for their senior year. Anytime you've got that type of nucleus returning, you can really, I think, experiment and have fun in June getting ready for what should be another great year for the Red Devils.
Yeah, it has been a good experience. We've had guys that have been through the June process with us before. They know what to expect. We try to get in the gym at least two other times a week and, get shots up, play, not only against ourselves, but we've had some older guys that have come in and played, against us during June when we weren't competing at some of the events that we played in. And we've had a chance for guys to get better. We do return, a really good nucleus of players, but it's been nice to see guys like Jacob Jones play at a much different level than I've seen him play. Guys like Caleb Mason that, was a big sub for us last year, a key reserve that has really taken his game, in my opinion, to another level, shooting the ball very well. And then Coleman continues to, to find out just how good he really, really can be. So, overall, it's been a good month. Will Lovings-Watts and Devin Franklin, two younger players, have played well, along with Kobe Studemeyer, who's a very talented sophomore for us, and then kind of the key to our team is Darren Starks, and Darren Starks has had a good June, played well when we needed him to play well, and really been a good leader for us.
We're talking with Jeffersonville coach Joe Luce here on the Friday edition of the Hoosier Report. I'd like to ask you specifically about a handful of your players and their recruiting or their potential recruiting down the road, and then I want to get in just to some basketball stuff, because I know you well and knew you before you came to Jeff. I've always known you as a basketball guy through and through, and I'm sure that people in Jeffersonville have learned that about you, but I want to talk some general basketball stuff with you in a few minutes. But let's start with Trey Coleman. I think that's where we have to start when we talk about recruiting. He's got a number of mid-major scholarship offers. Before the coaching change at Nebraska, he did have an offer in the Big Ten from Nebraska as well. And you've been on a lot of college campuses, including some of the colleges that are interested in Trey this summer with your Jeffersonville team. What's the latest with him? Do you have any insight on his recruiting? And is it something maybe when you think he'll make a decision? Could it be later into the year? Could it be before the Red Devils season begins? Any thoughts on Trey Coleman, his recruiting, and some of the schools?
Hey, you know, the thing about Trey is when people get a chance to, you know, put their eyes on him, you know, they love his game. And we've had a chance to play in front of some different schools this year, one being Western Kentucky that I think can be a player in his recruitment. Duquesne has a very strong program that is in the second year with their head coach and has played or has spent a lot of time on him. I think will be a player in his recruitment as well as most of the MAC conference. And you know, most recently, you know, Western Michigan has stepped in, and those guys do a fantastic job. Steve Hawkins is the head coach, and has been somebody that I think you know, really has got involved. And you know, he's carried the Indiana State offer for, you know, a year now. We had a chance to play there, and they continue to, you know, hope that he makes a commitment to them. So, you know, he's got lots of options. I think after this weekend, he'll have even more options. And then when he gets into, you know, his July open weekend, he'll even have some more opportunities. As far as, you know, when he makes a decision and what he does, I don't think he's at that point right now. He's still evaluating. He's got some on-campus visits to make to, you know, to find out more about those programs. And, you know, Trey's a relationship kid. You know, the more he gets to know about a program, those players, where he fits in, and the coaching staff, I think he'll get comfortable and his family will get comfortable and he'll make a decision.
Joe Luce of Jeffersonville joining us today. Another player, and again, if you're listening to the program today and you're maybe not a big high school fan, but you're an IU person, typically hearing Jared Morris of the Assembly call in this segment, this is a name you're going to want to pay attention to. It's a young name, and I know we've talked a lot about in June some great young players in our area in Southern Indiana like Trey Kaufman that have gained interest of IU and Purdue and other Big Ten schools so far. But dropping down one more class, Coach Luce, you have a player that is exciting to think how good he could leave Southern Indiana as a Red Devil in a few years when we get to that point. But Will Lovings-Watts had a terrific freshman season for the Red Devils last year. He's got all the right things about him, the work ethic, the body, the natural ability that you'd like to see in a player his age that shows great promise. And I know in a small way, and maybe bigger than what I know, he's turned the heads of some college coaches already. And I think that in this month, with you playing in front of coaches this weekend, and of course him in July playing with his shoe sponsor team in front of coaches, but as he develops, I fully expect Will Lovings-Watts to draw lots of Division I interest.
And Will drops down two classes, you know, from those guys. Will will only be a sophomore, and you know, he definitely shows great promise in you know, what type of player he can be. Great thing about Will is he's got a real real calmness about him. Doesn't get caught up in some of the exposure that he's gotten and different interests that he's gotten. Has been the best player on his Indiana elite team and has drawn interest from, you know, lots of big schools that have called about him. You know, Louisville a week ago, you know, most of the local, you know, Big Ten schools, and he just continues to have people that are, you know, want to know more about him. What's he like as far as a kid? How's he work? And, you know, Lovings-Watts is one of those guys that gets in the gym, gets his shots up. You're going to see a whole different kid next year from a kid that scored around the basket, you know, sliced and made shots, you know, at the rim, 5 to 8 feet, that now can shoot a three off the dribble on the bounce and is playing above the rim. So a very talented young man that I think has the right attitude to be the kind of player that's going to have a great career and do great things after he gets done with Jeffersonville basketball.
Coach, you've been around high school basketball for many, many years, and of course Jeffersonville the latest stop for you and even Jeffersonville. You're becoming a veteran there in many ways if you look at how long you've been there. But that said, what is your thoughts as a high school coach in general with Division I coaches coming to your games in the summer, with there now being a couple weekends for high school activities and maybe transitioning a little bit away from the AAU and the shoe stuff to high school coaches and high school teams, and making your high school team and your high school coach a more predominant figure in the recruiting process, especially for the best of the best that play at the Division I level?
I got mixed opinions on that. You know, it's nice to, you know, to have our whole team involved in a weekend that involves high school coaches. I think the state of Indiana has done as good a job as anybody in the country of putting together two events now that showcase our talent. But, you know, one thing that, you know, I've never been intimidated by, scared of, is the AAU circuit. You know, I've always been fortunate enough to have our players play with guys that I thought had the right mindset, you know, as far as promoting players and not necessarily themselves. And, you know, I know when it's all said and done, college guys want to see, you know, the best players on the floor, you know, playing in the roles they're going to play at the next level. And, you know, it's a good experience for our team to play those college coaches. I just know that the AAU open period, you know, allows them to see guys play, you know, against the best each and every possession. So it's a good thing. I think something that, you know, we'll definitely embrace and look forward to a great weekend. We have some good matchups with who we play. But I don't think that it completely replaces, you know, the experience that guys get if they play in the right AAU setting, you know, especially if they play with the shoe teams, they get a chance to play in those events against the best of the best.
Talking to Jeffersonville head coach Joe Luce here on a Friday edition of the program. Speaking of college coaches, I know that one program and one coach very near and dear to you is Purdue and Matt Painter. And you guys have a long, long-standing history, and I think we've maybe mentioned it before when you've come on the program, but normally we're so busy in the season talking about your team or promoting a big game coming up that night or that week that we don't get into some of the other stuff about who Joe Luce is and what makes you such a good basketball person. But maybe spend some time telling us about you and your family's connection with Coach Painter and how long that goes back for you guys. A pretty interesting story, and I know you consider him one of your very best friends.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. He just happens to be the basketball coach at Purdue. But you know, if he were working down here at McDonald's, you know, we'd still be best friends. We've known each other since second grade. Our dads coached YMCA basketball against each other, and you know, we had a chance to compete and then move on to the Boys and Girls Club in Muncie and played on before AAU teams. You know, we played on the Boys and Girls Club teams together and we just got to be good friends. And that friendship, you know, developed into, you know, staying all night with each other a lot. Back in the day before cell phones, you know, they'd get done playing. Him at Delta High School, I'd get done with our high school game. And, you know, by the time we finished up, you know, with our girlfriends or going out with our friends, we'd call each other at midnight and, you know, and talk about the local games. And, you know, back then you listened to the radio show after high school games and you found out who scored and who won. And, you know, we spent lots of hours on the phone talking about that stuff and just developed a friendship that did revolve around basketball, but was definitely more than that. And something that, you know, I take, you know, very serious with all my friends, especially guys I've known as long as Matt. And, you know, I think he does the same thing.
Talking to Jeffersonville coach Joe Luce, of course, your son Tommy, who got to play 1 year at Jeffersonville as a senior when you first came to Southern Indiana and took the job, now a walk-on for Matt Painter and his program. And it was so neat to see last year, and I guess really in both years, last couple of years, him develop a great identity on that team. Obviously, he knows his role isn't going to be to come out and start against IU in a Big Ten game and score 10 or 15 points, but it's more of a preparation role. It's more of a leadership role. And I know he's had some outstanding opportunities to learn. And if he goes into coaching, what a base of experience between growing up as your son and playing at Purdue as a walk-on that he will have. But now to see your son at Purdue and to see Purdue make some tournament runs, including that classic game that was played at the Yum Center back during the NCAA tournament, have to be just unbelievable experiences and memories for you and your family as well.
Yeah, it's been a great experience, and definitely a great experience for Tommy. The thing about the way the whole thing played out is basketball at the NCAA highest level, but all levels, but is a business, and friendships don't come into play when coaches are making decisions on who they put on their roster. And what happened at Purdue during the time when Tommy was asked to be a part of it is they had a walk-on that didn't complete some academic obligations, and it cost their team GPA a little bit. And Paint was very aware of Tommy and his academic success, the fact that he had played at a 4A level and competed, knew that he was a guy that was a humble kid, and trusted our friendship to know that I wouldn't take advantage. And I'll be honest with you, over the 3 years Tommy's been there, it's probably been the least involved I've been with going to Purdue practices, games, and staying at Matt's house. I've tried to back off of that, and so he trusted that it was a good decision. He contacted Tommy himself, and it worked out that Tommy's been able to hold his end of the bargain up. Been a great student, been a good teammate, and definitely it's something that's going to continue to change Tommy's life. He has an opportunity, not at Purdue, to be a graduate assistant because of the rotation. They just put two guys into those positions this year. So with him graduating, he wouldn't have that opportunity because it's a 2-year commitment. But other coaches that are part of that Purdue family, he could possibly do that. But the one thing that Matt told Tommy and I've begun to really believe is the connections he's made through the John Purdue Club, the people that travel with Purdue basketball. He's made so many connections that business wise and job wise, when he's done, he's going to have a chance to get into the real world and get a fantastic job if he wants to do that too. So he's got some choices. He's got to continue to have that same attitude this upcoming year, and make sure that he appreciates everything. The other great thing that happened to Tommy that doesn't always happen, and that's they put him on scholarship, and so he's been in a position to have his school paid for and to get the benefits of the luxuries that come with being a scholarship athlete at the Big Ten level. So quite an experience for him.
Joe Luce of Jeffersonville. Coach Luce, thanks for taking time to join us on this Friday. We covered a lot of ground, and let's do it again very soon. Looking forward to following you and the Red Devils next season as well. Again, should be a great year for high school basketball in the area, and Jeffersonville should be one of the very best that our immediate area, if not further out, has to put forth this 2019-2020 season. Coach, have a great weekend. Get some good games in with your team at the Charlie Hughes event, and we'll catch up with you very soon.
All right, Matt. Thanks a lot.
All right, Joe Luce, Jeffersonville High School's head coach, joining us on this Friday edition of the program. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star. We'll talk Charlie Hughes shootout this weekend in Indianapolis, which does begin today for some teams, including Jeffersonville, and continues Saturday and Sunday. We'll cover some other recruiting topics as well. Coming up next with Kyle right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach, who got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Final segment on this Friday program. Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star is our guest. And Kyle, lots of talk about high school basketball this weekend. Still takes a little getting used to when it comes to Division I coaches being on the sidelines watching high school scrimmages in the summer. But we've got a big one this weekend. We have some local interest with Southern Indiana teams. I think five teams from our immediate area will be at the Charlie Hughes today and tomorrow, Sunday, depending on their schedules. And the more predominant headline, though, are the top teams in the state that will be there, the top prospects in the state that will be there, and many, many IU recruiting connections, obviously, that will be there this weekend. So many angles we can take to talk about the Charlie Hughes event, but just for a moment, because we can, because you knew Charlie Hughes well, and I knew Charlie Hughes well, kind of a conversation, a brief moment to talk about him, maybe, because Charlie, who's no longer with us, was one of the best basketball guys at Indiana that I knew as far as putting things together, making sure things were done the right way, making sure things were done first class. And he started this summer tournament. I forget what the initial name of it was even called. It only took on his name in recent years. But to gather the best high school teams, and I guess in a way, if you had a state tournament, a really meaningful tournament in the summer toward the end of the month, this would be it. And the date has changed a little bit, and obviously the college coaches coming has completely changed the feel of the event. It's no longer a tournament, it's more of a showcase. But my goodness, I wonder sometime this week, as everybody talks about coaches being there and who all the matchups are and what players are going to be there, I wonder what our old buddy Charlie Hughes would think about all this.
Yeah, good point, man. I wonder that myself, and glad you mentioned that, because, you know, I think Charlie would get a big kick out of this. And I don't know what he called it. I think it was just called, like, you know, Indiana High School Tournament, or it was. I don't think Charlie was the most provocative as far as getting a name of the tournament goes, but what he did, really, and, you know, the thing about Charlie is he had the respect of everybody, you know. And I remember writing about him, you know, before he had his, had his health situation, and just kind of wrote about him as a guy who ran this tournament. And, you know, the feedback I got from people was amazing. It was overwhelming. And this was back, you know, probably 7 or 8 years ago, back when he was still doing really well. And he's putting this thing together every year, and, you know, we would always get together and I'd go up to Anderson, or we'd meet somewhere for lunch, or, you know, whatever, and, you know, talk about the event and just kind of catch up. And we'd do that quite a bit. And he was always one of my favorite people to just talk to and, you know, talk about basketball or, you know, talk about whatever, because he just genuinely cared about the game of basketball. You know, in Indiana, he was one of those guys you could tell it wasn't about Charlie Hughes. It was about, you know, what's best for the game. You know, he always knew everybody. He, cared about the kids. And, you know, I looked on I was kind of going through the schedule last night to, you know, make sure where, you know, I wanted to be this weekend and see the teams I wanted to see. And, you know, I was looking on the Charlie Hughes Shootout website and saw his picture on there and kind of got a chuckle out of that, seeing him again. And, wondering what he would think about, you know, having all those college coaches, and I'm sure he'd be, you know, busy getting everything together this weekend. And, what a huge event. And I don't remember how many teams normally he had in the event, but, over 100 are in it this weekend, and should be a really, you know, really outstanding event. But yeah, this was all his, you know, his passion. And he was a guy who was never about himself, it wasn't about him, which makes it kind of funny that it's now called, you know, under his name. But one of the real behind the scenes workers, I guess, one of those guys who just, he makes things go, and it was never about his own name or his own glory or whatever. It was just because he loved to do it. And guys like that, or people like that, are so important to this game. And he's definitely one of those who kind of made it go.
Kyle, I know there's a lot we want to talk about with the actual event, but I've got to say this before we transition to doing so. Charlie wasn't the biggest email, text message, digital age guy. I mean, you know, obviously he was older, and that's okay. But I still believe, because I can remember specifically, he'd say, well, Matt, I've got to go see Kyle today. I'm going to take him to lunch. I want to go through the schedule with him. And I still believe he just enjoyed your time together, that it really – he knew he could send it to you. He knew you could probably pull it off the website. But Charlie wanted to hand-deliver that thing to you, Kyle, because he looked at you as the information point for everything. So – great guy. Took a lot of trips with him. Miss him dearly. I know you feel the same. And as I walk in the gym this weekend with Coach Shannon in New Albany to watch some games and be there with our group of guys, I'll have a good feeling inside and a feeling missing Charlie as well. He was always a great friend. With that, let's look at some of the good matchups and some of the things that have you most excited to get out there. If you're an IU fan and you track recruiting and you follow our show and some of the websites, just about everybody in the state of Indiana from a team and individual perspective is going to be there in the 2020 class, 2021, even 2022 classes.
Yeah, it's really a pretty filled event this weekend. One team, and I'll mention them real quick, is they're not playing in it, but Westfield won the – I went out Tuesday night and watched the Grand Park, the tournament for that league up at Grand Park at the Pacers Athletic Center. And, you know, that's a team probably has been under the radar for years. And but they've got a really good sophomore guard, Braden Smith, going to be a sophomore. And, you know, I actually ended up writing about him, but he's just, you know, one of these guys who's probably, he actually played in the top 100 underclass showcase last week and played really well. And I noticed him there, but, you know, watching him with his high school team, just one of these guys who doesn't look the part. He's 5'9", you know, 145 pounds, but, you know, man, great passer, really good shooter, really good player. So, you know, they're not playing this weekend, but he's a guy to, you know, to keep an eye on, you know, as things move forward. His mom was Miss Basketball in Arkansas in 97, so pretty good basketball pedigree with him. But yeah, the tournament today, you're just kind of looking at, what's coming. I'm planning on seeing probably Silver Creek tonight. Of course, Trey Kaufman, Cooper Jacoby on that team for Silver Creek. They're playing Lawrence Central tonight out at HSC. Bloomington South and Lawrence North are playing each other out there too. Chittard and Fishers and Pendleton Heights is out there. So really good. I think probably HSC might have some of the better games tonight. But, yeah, it's loaded pretty much up and down throughout all the classes, and I think you can pretty much see who you want to see between the 3 days. I think every team plays 4 games, so you can kind of bounce between Carmel and HSC, and I believe the third side is North Central, so you can kind of bounce between those three venues and kind of, you know, pick and choose and see who you want to see play.
Talking to Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star, maybe some of the, and I know you mentioned Silver Creek and some of the teams that you'll be interested to see tonight, but overall, as you look through the weekend, are there some matchups that you've highlighted, or are there some certain prospects that you've highlighted that maybe you know about but haven't seen, or you've seen but haven't seen a lot of that you're going to try to take advantage to do so this weekend?
Yeah, I kind of went through and mapped out each hour of games, and I've got to fit my 10-year-old has a baseball game in there as well, so I need to slip away for about an hour and a half on Saturday and see him. But other than that, I've kind of mapped everything out. Mishawaka Marion with Jaden Ivey, they play Brownsburg on Saturday morning at HSC, so that's a matchup I'd like to see. Haven't seen Ivey a ton. I've seen him in AAU, but I'd like to see him with his high school team. Monrovia, they've got a young man, Josh Smith, who's 6'7" now. He grew about 5 inches last season, and, you know, he's got quite a bit of Division I interest. IU actually came out and watched him a little bit, and they play tomorrow morning against Franklin Central, and Chris Byers, of course, coaching there now. So they've got some juice to him, I think, now. But yeah, and Blackford plays Monrovia and a couple other games on one other game on Saturday. So Luke Brown, of course, although he was out for the underclass showcase with an ankle injury, so I'm hoping he's back and playing. But Avon, Gary Westside, they play Saturday. I got a chance to see Jalen Washington from Westside last weekend, and was really impressed. I'd like to see him in a high school game. With his teammates and that sort of thing. But, yeah, Lawrence North, Bloomington South tonight, I think, is if you're looking for just a good game, you know, and two teams that should be probably top five in the state, I would say that would be a good one. Of course, you got the coaching factor there too, with J.R. Holmes and Jack Kiefer, two of the all-time winningest coaches. So if you're just looking for a good game, that's tonight at 6 at HSC. And then Lawrence Central, Silver Creek, along those same lines, they play at 8:30 tonight at HSC. So, you know, defending state champion Silver Creek against the Lawrence Central team that, you know, was, I think, 22-3 last year and returns, you know, Nigel Pack and DeAndre Davis, Kansas State and Nebraska recruits, respectively. And DeAndre Davis's little brother, Deontay Davis, got an offer from Nebraska this week. So, they're loaded, but yeah, the fun thing I think about this tournament is seeing the high school teams play together. You might see somebody who, you know, wow, that's a team I want to keep an eye on, you know, or there's a good story there, you know, kind of thinking how I would think, but, you know, just kind of a chance to, you know, maybe open your eyes to something else. You know, Southridge with Colson Montgomery, you know, they play in this tournament. So some of the teams you don't necessarily see as much, you know, South Bend teams and, you know, Southern Indiana teams that we don't see here a lot. You know, Greensburg is playing in this. Heritage Hills is playing in this tournament. So some of those teams that, you know, I get a chance to see in the summer a lot, you know, the Cathedrals of the world, Carmel, and a lot of the local teams, but don't get to see some of these other teams a whole lot. So that's kind of unique for people around here, I think, and maybe, you know, names that you hear about, but you don't necessarily get a chance to see them in person a lot. So that's kind of the cool thing about this weekend. Then you throw in the fact that the college coaches are there, and that's a whole different element of this tournament altogether that we haven't had before. So really looking forward to it. I'm going to be out there every day and looking forward to seeing a lot of games and, you know, seeing some players play who I haven't seen before.
Kyle, we've only got about a minute left, but what is your expectation for college coaches this weekend? I can't imagine the weekend goes by, or I can't really imagine a day goes by that we don't have Archie Miller and Matt Painter and some of the big-time coaches in Indiana at this event watching games.
Yeah, I don't see that either. I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, why wouldn't you want to be there? I mean, there's so many players to see in this that, and players that have offers already, and then others who, you know, you're either on or you're tracking. So I would be surprised. Well, I'm sure we'll see. Archie Miller was there last weekend, and Matt Painter and LaValle Jordan was there. And I think we'll see all those guys again, if not tonight, you know, definitely throughout the weekend. And plus, I think, you know, too, this Indiana's one of the states that had events both weekends. Not a lot of states offered that. So you get a chance to go see this type of event. I'm not sure there's many others that can match, you know, the talent they'll have in the building or the three buildings, I guess, for this weekend. So should be a really, really good event. And I would imagine there'll be a ton of not only head coaches, but a lot of assistant coaches from Power 5 schools there.
Kyle Nedenrip, the Indianapolis Star. Kyle, look forward to seeing you in one of those gyms this weekend. All sorts of good games, and we can talk about it next week. I appreciate your conversation, your info today, and we'll do it next Friday.
Okay, looking forward to it, Matt. Thanks a lot.
All right, Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star with us. That's going to wrap up the day, the show, and the week right here on the Hoosier Report. Don't forget to check us out as a podcast. If you missed any show or segment this week, you can find it on Apple Podcast and on the SoundCloud app as well. It's soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Have a great weekend. I'm back Monday at 11 o'clock. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.